first grader that I usually do time for children for is not here today. But I was going to talk a little bit about Martin Luther King Day that we celebrate on Monday, and my recent trip to Turkey and Uganda, and some of the people that I met, and the variety of people that I met. And so, you know, I've got the picture of Lolly, that is also a friend of Linda Newby's, who showed us around Istanbul. And so she is Turkish and, you know, bright and educated. There was a woman, this is being very weird today, that made our special Turkish breakfast every morning. And she also cleaned the rooms. Quite a contrast there. This is Joseph, who took us on a bicycle tour around Uganda. And Joseph is an orphan, has not had the opportunity for education, but is creating a business to support himself and to create a future. He is also very into Ultimate Frisbee and hopes to be on the demonstration team from Uganda to the Olympics this next year. There's some kids in a car that you're not going to really be able to see. There's Joseph, who was our guide through most of our time in Uganda. And Joseph is a former teacher. He is a former park ranger. And now he is a guide and has started a school. He is running a school in his home village so that schools don't start until you don't go to school until you're 8 in Uganda. Government schools don't start until then. But that, everybody knows that that's too late to get competitive education, and so he has a school in his home neighborhood. This is just one of my favorite boys that we met that was selling us bananas on the... we met children. My sister-in-law is giving high fives to kids that we met on our swamp walk, and it was all of us together, and it's our family on the equator. And so my family grew while we were in Uganda and in Turkey. As we met other people, and it was just a reminder to me how we are all children of God. And we come from different backgrounds, and we look different, and we sometimes act differently. But God's love is for us all, and that's a lot of what we try to remember this weekend, that the things that separate us are not nearly as important as the things that unite us in Jesus Christ. Our scripture today is... and by the way, choir, thanks for singing an Albert Schweitzer, a missionary to Africa, on my first Sunday back. Thank you. Our scripture is Acts chapter 8. An odd story, but one of my favorite stories in scripture. Philip preaches a sermon in Samaria, which is not a very popular place for Jewish people. And then when he's done with that, an angel of the Lord said to him, "Get up and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a wilderness road." So Philip got up and went. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury. And he had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home, seated in his chariot. He was reading the prophet Isaiah. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over to this chariot and join it." So Philip ran up to it, heard the man reading the prophet Isaiah, asked him, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And he answered, "How can I unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to get in and sit beside him. Now the passage of scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep he was led to slaughter, and like a lamb silent before its shearer, he does not open his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "About whom, may I ask, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?" Then Philip began to speak, and starting with this scripture, he proclaimed to the man the good news about Jesus. As they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is some water. What is to prevent me from being baptized? And he commanded the chariot to stop, and both of them, Philip and the eunuch, went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch saw him no more and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself in Azotus, and as he was passing through that region, he proclaimed the good news to all the towns that he came to in Caesarea. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, open to us this day your word. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of all hearts here, be acceptable in your sight, you who are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So I've been back from my travels for 6 days now. I really thought I was back on our time zone until I got to church this morning, was getting ready for worship, and realized I never sent myself the sermon in order to preach it. So I had to run home, get that, come back. But here we are. It was an amazing trip. Though I have to say that visiting Turkey and Uganda is quite a contrast in culture and geography. In Turkey, we delved deeply into an ancient culture and had the opportunity to walk where Paul the Apostle walked when we visited the ruins of Ephesus. While in Uganda, we walked with chimpanzees and gorillas amid a glorious and varied landscape alongside a gracious and resilient people. But within the midst of such contrast of experience, we wondered if the trip would hold together in any way, or was it just going to be two separate experiences that we just had on the same trip? But we didn't need to worry, because on the first night, we found our unifying theme. We had flown for almost 14 hours, landed in Istanbul in a rainstorm. I have to admit that rain was another common experience of the trip. Made our way to our hotel, checked in, and 8:30, quarter to 9, we're ready to go get some dinner. Our hotel suggested a small restaurant, reasonable prices, good food, a short walk away, the Garden Meze. When we arrived, we were warmly greeted, shown to a prime table that was reserved, presented with menus. The waiter, who might also have been the owner, I never quite got that straight, was attentive, and whatever we asked, we received the same response. When the table we were at was along a window that could open or be closed, it was closed because it was cold and rainy, and on the other side is a little patio area, and a family sat down and started smoking, and the smoke started wafting in at me. And so when I asked, could we move tables so I'm not by the smoke? The answer was, why not? When we asked, might we have a second cup of Turkish tea? Why not? Do you accept credit cards? Well, why not? Can you break a 100 lira bill? Why not? On our walk home, I commented to my husband, Steve, that I thought it would be a good phrase and attitude for us to adopt for our trip. And he reflected that it really was perfect, because it was our theme already. The whole reason we were in Istanbul on our way to Uganda is because my brother called and told me that for his 60th birthday, he had decided he wanted to do the number one thing on his bucket list, which was to go gorilla trekking in Uganda, and wanted to know if Steve and I wanted to go along. Did we want to spend a ridiculous amount of money, fly halfway across the globe, tramp through rainforests, up steep mountains, in hopes of getting up close and personal with our nearest genetic cousins, chimps and gorillas? Why not? And so it became the phrase for our trip. Should we wake up on New Year's Day morning on the European side of Istanbul, take a ferry across to have lunch on the Asia side, and then get on an airplane to fly all night to land in Africa so that we could say that we walked on three continents in the first 24 hours of the new year? Why not? The heat, should we take a bicycle tour of Entebbe on our first day in Uganda? In spite of the heat, the very rough dirt roads, and the crazy drivers? Why not? Did we want to try roasted goat on a stick? Why not? Did I want to get up and make a fool of myself dancing with the local women that I had met the day before at a local women's cooperative before I went trekking on our last day? Why not? And Steve has video proof. So as I was thinking about what I wanted to preach on my first Sunday back, I wondered, could this phrase be meant for more than a two-week travelogue? Could it become a theme for 2020? Not just for my family on vacation, but for our church as well. And I thought, why not? Why not, since we worship a why not God? In the beginning, there was only chaos. And God thought, why not create something out of this? Why not create light and dark and land and sea and animals and humans? And when God saw that it was not good for Adam to be alone, why not create a companion fit for him? Why not choose old barren Abram and Sarai to become parents of a chosen people? Why not respond to the cries of the people and send Moses to lead them to freedom? Why not part the Red Sea, give the commandments, send the prophets? Why not come and become one of us in Jesus Christ? Why not? And God's why not attitude continued in the early days of the church, as is obvious in today's story. Philip is minding his own business, doing God's work, when an angel comes to him. We don't know how an angel came to him. We don't know if it was in a dream. We don't know if he was in line at the market. We don't know, but we do know that Philip somehow received a direction to take the southern road out of town toward Gaza, a wilderness road, and Philip replies, why not? Then once on the road, he sees a chariot with an Ethiopian eunuch riding on top who is reading from the scroll of Isaiah. And Philip feels the Spirit prompting him to go join the man. Why not? The man invites him to join him in the chariot. Why not? They talk together about scripture and faith and Jesus, and it so inspires the Ethiopian that when the journey brings them by some water, he wonders aloud, why not be baptized right there, right here? And Philip responds, why not, indeed? There is an openness and a daring and an embracing of possibility in this story that I find inspiring and inviting and a little bit alarming. Truth be told, there were lots of reasons why not at each and every turn of this story. Why not take the road south toward Gaza? Well, travel back then was dangerous and difficult. You only did it when you really had to, when you had urgent business. You didn't just travel for the sake of travel. Think you might have heard a message from an angel? Is that really a good enough reason to risk your life? Why not go up to the chariot? Why not get in when invited? Well, for one thing, any good Jew did their best not to come into close contact with Gentiles because such contact would make them unclean and require them to go through ritual purification before they could resume their life or return to worship. And this wasn't just any Gentile. This man was also a eunuch, a condition that made him an outcast according to Levitical law. And if it was a questionable decision to even sit and talk with him, to baptize him and fully include him in God's promise and welcome him into the family of faith, that was unthinkable. And yet, in spite of the fact that none of this was the way Philip had been raised, and it went against every grain of everything he had ever been taught, and it was not something that would ever have occurred to him on his own, when the opportunities presented themselves, Philip felt the leading of God and so responded, why not? 2020 is going to be a big year for us at Anaheim First Presbyterian Church. This year, our congregation will turn 150 years old. We will hopefully recover some of the funds that were lost to us a few years ago. We may well be presented with an opportunity to completely change what this corner of Anaheim looks like and how we do ministry here after we've been located here almost 100 years. We'll be offered opportunities to step out in faith. We will encounter needs that will cry out for a response. OCO is going to be a census questionnaire assistance center and has asked if we can help by providing space if they have someone come who cannot manage the steps up to their office. Pastor Jose, former pastor of Gethsemane Church that used to meet here, has asked if perhaps he could host a Spanish language Bible study here. Hogue Hospital has asked if we would like to have one of their parish nurses join our staff for 10 hours a week. The question is, to these opportunities and others, how will we respond? Will we dare to answer, why not? Even when we don't know how it will all turn out? Will we respond to God's audacious, expectation-blowing, barrier-extending Holy Spirit with sometimes cautious, sometimes curious, perhaps even sometimes capricious, why not? That is my hope and prayer for myself in the coming year. I want to take the why not attitude of my travels with me into all of the days, into the day in, day out challenges of the coming year. And I invite you all, as individuals and as a congregation, to join me. For the last couple years on Epiphany, we have each drawn a star with a word on it. Compassion, strength, perseverance, laughter, harmony, tolerance, wisdom, healing, faith, and receive those stars and the word on it as a gift from God for the coming year. A word and a hope to carry with us as we journey into the new year, to ponder its significance as we go along, to listen for how God may speak to us through it and notice the direction it leads us and the gifts it brings us. But this year I was in Uganda on Epiphany, and so there were no star words handed out. And as I got thinking about it, I thought, okay, fine. Maybe we could all share one star phrase this year. Maybe we can all have the phrase, why not? Why not see what God can do in and through us? Why not see how far we can go by faith? Why not commit ourselves to discipleship, to stepping out in faith, to be stretched in new situations and challenged to find new ways of being church, even as we celebrate the blessings and gifts of the first 150 years of our life together? So if you're willing to join me on the journey, if you're willing to respond, why not, to angel voices and the prodding of the Spirit, if you will dare to walk down the road as God opens it and embrace the unknown because God is with you and God is calling you, if you are willing to embrace a year of why not, then in a few minutes when the offering is collected, you'll see in the offering plates that there are stars with the word why not. There were some on the table for the choir because you were not going to be there to get in front of the offering plate. And I invite you, if you're willing, to take one of those stars and then post it someplace where you'll see it, where it will remind you of our why not God and the limitless possibilities that lay before us as God's people. Will we dare to be God's people in the coming year? Will we step out in faith? Will we go deep, grow, hope, serve, love, embrace what God is doing in and around us? Will we receive the coming year as a gift and offer ourselves to the possibilities that God opens before us? Will we? Why not? Amen.